Hello everyone, I am Vaibhav Jain, the Dream Chaser. This is my first podcast series called Chasing Your Dreams. Today's topic of the podcast is about something that we all have. In fact, we all have it since our childhood. This one thing is not dependent on your financial or marital status, your gender or age group, your religion or sexuality, or your nationality. It is one of the most beautiful aspects of a human life. It's dreams. Even the sound of the word makes us feel so happy. Each of us have been dreaming since childhood, and each time we dreamt as kids, it would bring a smile on our face and our eyes would twinkle. I call them innocent dreams, or dreams with innocence. Even as adults, our dreams bring us smile and happiness, though some of us might lose that innocence in the process. Most of the times, our dreams were just dreams without a plan, and that is the case for a lot of people even when they grow old. But if our dreams are really important to us, and we really want to achieve them, come what may, then we need to have a plan in place. But before we have a plan, it's critical for us to understand whether we want to pursue our dreams or not. And to understand that, we will do an exercise in a bit. It does not cost you anything to dream, but it can cost you a lot if you don't chase your dreams. So what is the cost one has to pay for not working hard to get to your dreams? It can cost you your peace of mind and happiness, and can also result in a lack of self-confidence and low self-esteem. In fact, it can cause a lot more damage to you than you can ever imagine. Our former president, Sri APJ Abdul Kalamji, once said, "Dream is not what you see in sleep, is the thing which doesn't let you sleep." Now, if you're serious about your dreams, then here is what I want you to do for yourself. Write down your top 5 dreams on a piece of paper and answer these 7 questions for each of the dreams. Question number 1. How important it is for you to achieve this dream? Question number 2. What will happen if you don't achieve this dream? Question number 3. Can you live a life that you always wanted to live if you don't achieve this dream? Question number 4. What all people and resources do you need to accomplish this dream? Number 5. By when do you want to accomplish this dream? That's your timeline. Question number 6. Do you have enough courage to pursue this dream? And lastly, number 7. Why do you want to achieve this dream? After you're done answering the how, what, can, when, and why for each dream, then you might realize that a couple of them are just a wish and not your real dreams. You're just not committed to achieve them as you are for others. Now you have your real dreams in front of you. You should now make a plan on how you will achieve these dreams and start executing the plan with all honesty, passion, and love. Always remember, it's easy to dream but difficult to achieve your dreams. You need to be courageous to pursue your dreams. Walt Disney once said, "All our dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them." So, if you're determined to achieve your dreams, then be ready to go through the grind. And yes, it's a journey. Right from the point you start to dream, to making a plan, to chasing your dreams, and even when you achieve them, you have not reached the destination. But it's now another journey of you living your dream and how. This brings me towards the end of the first episode on Chasing Your Dreams. For me, personally, dreams give me direction. They give me hope. They bring a smile on my face, a twinkle in my eye, and fill my heart with happiness. And for you, dream really big and ensure you do everything to chase your dreams. Always remember, it's never too late to chase your dreams. More on that and other aspects of life in my subsequent episodes. Till then, be a dream chaser. This is Vaibhav Jain, the Dream Chaser, signing off for now. Take care, stay safe, and keep dreaming.